Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya.
Oh, hi. Did you say Freya?
Yes, Freya. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Freya. My name is Michelle. Sorry, Freya. May I just check if you guys are, if I'm ringing the Mount Gravatt office, or is that...
Yes. We're both together, so so we have two locations, but we're the same admin team.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just wanting to check, for some reason, I didn't get any appointments after my last, not me, sorry, my son didn't get an appointment after his last one with,
was it with Rebecca?
Yes, with Rebecca.
Yeah, it was Ethan, yes. So, I believe we were,
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we unfortunately, because she has she has extensive reports and things for assessments towards the end of the year, she doesn't have any availability for regular appointments and in that end of year kind of time. We're currently finalizing her schedule for the coming year. I think we might have had a chat about it last week or the week before. I can't quite recall about scheduling some appointments in the new year. Is that right?
Yeah. Was that? Mm-hmm. Did you chat with her or was that with me?
I believe I'm not sure. If maybe my colleague may have
I think it was one of your colleagues. I don't remember speaking to you, and that's why I thought. But anyway, I waited for the appointment since April, and I didn't know that, if I was just going to get two appointments,
We have popped Ethan on the cancellation list, so I can see that he is on the cancellation list, so any appointments that do become available before the end of the year, we will let you know about. I know that Sage has let us know that your preferred times was Thursday at 3:30 p.m. For appointments, going forward. So we have made a note of that for her ongoing availability. Yeah. At this stage, it is, we haven't had any cancellations that we would be able to offer, unfortunately.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm just wanting to see how am I able to secure a more consistent appointment next year, and I don't want to, make as early preparation as possible, just so that it's great for you guys and it's also good planning for us on our
Absolutely. Yeah. So because we already know your preferred date, once we have been able to finalize that, her availability next year, we're basically getting in contact with people who currently have those reoccurring appointments, making sure that they're their bookings are made, the same for next year. And then we're able to pop in those preferred availabilities for you for next year. So because we already have it all in there, we've got all the information we need from your side. It's pretty much us just making sure that it's all popped in there for you. So we can let you know. I can see that she did have, I can see that there was a cancellation for next week. I've just seen whether that would be, yes, so that one was a cancellation for next week on the Thursday, the 6th of November at 4 p.m. It will be at our Ork and Flower location instead of the Upper Mount Gravatt location, but if you're able to make that one, then we can definitely get you for a sooner appointment than restarting.
Is it 4? Did you say?
Yeah, so 4 p.m. at our Orchid and Flower Clinic.
Okay. That's on a Thursday at 4 p.m. I should be able to make it to the one.
Yeah, for the 6th of November.
Okay, can I just confirm that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then if that all goes, I mean, if there's no more other cancellation, that might be the last one of the year, did you say?
Yes, yes. So if there's no more cancellations, unfortunately, it will be the last one. But we'll keep you on the cancellation list anyway and make sure that if there is any availability, we let you know about it.
Yeah, sure. So with next year or even with now, when are her working days, Freya?
So it'll still be Monday to Thursday, I believe. I don't believe her, these ones.
So I think she's...
Let me double check.
When is she at Upper Mount Gravatt? And then is that something for the location?
I believe that's what we're still organizing with her. So just working out, of those details. So once we do know, we'll let you know. But, we'll let you know once we have a bit of a better idea.
Thank you. I understand that can be a bit tricky, but absolutely appreciate the 4 p.m. 6th of November appointment next week.
Yes. Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. No worries. And I'll let you know if anything does. Yeah. I'll let you know if anything does come up for those. And then I'll let you know as soon as I know. Yeah, how those.
Right.
Yeah,
because hopefully we're able to hopefully we're able to put in some consistent appointments.
Yeah, absolutely.
The new year.
I've just had a little look at her proposed appointments for next year, and I can see that Thursdays, so Thursday afternoons might be a little tricky for her there. Would any other day of the week, in terms of Wednesdays or Mondays work for you for 3:30, or is it just the Thursdays at 3:30 that were good for you?
The Thursdays would be best.
Because we could do 2 p.m. on Thursdays, but that depends on if that would be best for you.
2 p.m. No, because it's in year 12 next year, and I think the school did did communicate, preference for him not to miss any lessons, if that's possible.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. No worries. In that case, I'll keep on asking. Beck about that and I'll let you know once you have a clear idea. All right, thank you so much.
Yes, there's also another option. So Thursday it would be great, either at 3:30 or 4:30 or 4 or whatever. So Thursday we're really flexible. The second option will be Friday.
She only sees clients, so Beck only sees clients regularly until 4:30 p.m. And then she her clinical hours aren't on Fridays, unfortunately, so she doesn't see clients on Fridays. But thank you for letting me know anyway. So if anything does change for your availability, feel free to let us know. I'll keep on working off the Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. Now as your preferred time. Beautiful, no worries. All right, okay. Easy. I'll let you know if anything changes with that, but I'm happy to keep that one. All right, lovely, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Freya, you have a good morning.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.